spiritual practice. Surya Bhida, breathing. Leaving the teacher's tent, the students felt uplifted. They joyfully chatted with each other, discussing the spiritual conversation that had focused on the energies of yin and yang. The sage had provided them with plenty of food for thought, and they were now immersed in this knowledge, flowing with it. Gradually, a refreshing breeze filled the air, hinting at the approach of the autumn evening. The scent of burnt leaves was coming from somewhere in the distance. The sun had passed its zenith point, casting golden hues on the treetops of the sprawling forest park ahead. The students found themselves admiring the picturesque landscape, and they didn't immediately notice when Yarina, one of the closest disciples of the teacher, approached them. Her light, curly hair shone in the rays of the setting sun, as if the light emanated from the depths of her soul. The tutor was dressed in a bright orange tunic, tied at the waist with a wide belt adorned with mystical symbols and signs. Elaborate floral patterns adorned the tunic's cuffs and neckline. Recognizable yogic symbols were intricately woven into the designs, each carrying its own meaning, and together they created an incredible harmony in Tudor's appearance. She radiated a very warm, feminine, positive energy. The priestess's wrists to her elbow were adorned with leather and wooden bracelets that softly tinkled with each of the girl's movements. Over her tunic, a wooden amulet in the shape of a sun disc, with carved rays hung from a thin leather cord on her chest. Sun motifs also appeared in round earrings with large blue agates in the center, which complemented the created image, making it even more harmonious. The girl's movements were graceful, elegant, yet at the same time very confident, filled with inner strength. The tutor approached closer and smiled radiantly. In her deep green eyes, reflections of sunlight sparkled.
Dear students, I can see that all of you are confidently following our teacher on the spiritual path. And today, another part of the truth has been revealed to you.
The young woman greeted them warmly, casting a loving gaze over the students.
The sage always says that true spiritual development and profound realizations can only be attained through practice. Therefore, I would like to invite all of you to a sacred spiritual practice called Surya Bhida, which means solar breath.
Yarina's voice was smooth and melodious, with pleasant velvety tones. It carried a remarkable harmony of femininity and activity, softness and determination. New joy lit up in the eyes of the students, along with excitement and anticipation of the sacred spiritual experience to come.
And what kind of practice is this?
Asked a slender brunette with a mole above her upper lip.
Is it related to the yin and yang energies?
Directly,
replied Yarina, and gently and majestically explained.
This is a very ancient yogic practice, a sacred pranayama meditation. It will fill you with strength and help harmonize the energies of yin and yang within you. For the practice, you will need a mat and comfortable clothing that allows free movement. If anyone needs to change, it's better to do it now.
Several students nodded and hurriedly went to their tents. Meanwhile, the tutor decided to answer the students' questions to help them prepare for the upcoming practice.
Will there be any challenging asanas?
Asked a plump man with neat glasses and dark wavy hair. Yarina shook her head in the negative, saying,
No, this practice is focused on breath work, so it's essential to pay attention to your breath. If possible, you can do the practice in the lotus pose, but you can also sit cross-legged on the mat, or kneel if that's more comfortable. You can even sit on a chair. For instance, if you want to do this practice at work during a break or at a cafe, you can do it while sitting at a table. However, if you have the opportunity, it's best to do this practice in nature, in the forest, in a park, by a river. If that's not possible, make sure to ventilate the room before the practice so that there is fresh, clean air.
The priestess watched as the students prepared themselves, and when they were all ready, she invited them to follow her.
Let's go!
She smiled and led the way along a path into the heart of the forest park. Lively conversing, the students followed Yarina, and after a few minutes of a leisurely walk beneath the trees bathed in the golden light of the setting sun, they arrived at a large, picturesque lake. Its silvery surface extended beyond the horizon, reflecting the sun's rays and creating a sense of boundless space and freedom. A cool, moist breeze caressed the faces of the students, tousling Yurina's hair. She shook her head with a ringing laugh, lifting a cascade of large curls into the air, waiting for the students to gather and lay down their mats. The closest disciple of the Keeper of Knowledge spoke again.
As you already know, every person always has two polar energies within them. The gentle yin energy, the energy of calmness, tranquility, softness, and the active yang energy associated with joy, enthusiasm, inspiration, movement, and courage. Typically, at any given moment, one of these energies predominates in us, either yin or yang. If these energies are not in balance, if one of them is too dominant, it can take on a negative character.
Yurina surveyed those present with a thoughtful gaze.
Do you sometimes feel such imbalances of energy in yourselves or in other people?
She asked, but without any admonishing tones, still very friendly and warmly. The students pondered for a moment, and then several hands went up.
Yes, sometimes I experience strong irritation inside me, even without a particular reason,
confessed a slender, clean-shaven man in his 40s wearing a blue bandana. He quickly added,
but I don't let it out. I try to focus on positive thoughts and elevated emotions.
Antonio, you have a predominance of yang energy,
Yurina gently explained.
In itself, yang energy is beneficial, as it represents activity, courage, determination. However, when it becomes excessive, it can lead to aggressiveness, hyperactivity, and impulsiveness. Such a person can be easily provoked into conflict.
I also experience this sometimes,
shared a statuesque fairhead with a sky blue satin ribbon running across her forehead.
Sometimes it feels like everyone annoys me. At other times, I feel like I need to awaken assertiveness within me. But it's not there because there's this relaxed, sluggish state.
That means you have an excess of yin energy,
Yurina explained.
In such cases, a person becomes sensitive, depressed, and disheartened. They feel like giving up, they lack motivation, and doubts arise. That's why it's crucial for these energies to be in balance. Now, we will engage in a sacred practice and learn how to harmonize our yin and yang energies.
The students listened to Yurina with trembling and excitement, understanding that they were about to experience something unique, beyond the reach of most people who do not follow the path of spiritual development.
Teacher, may I ask another question?
A fair-haired, slender girl with perfect posture asked with great respect and trepidation.
Is there a way to precisely determine which energy dominates in you at a specific moment?
It's good that you asked about this,
smiled the priestess.
There is such a way, and we will now conduct this self-diagnosis together. It's actually quite simple if you know how to do it.
The students focused all their attention on the mentor, ready to start the diagnosis and find out which energy, yin or yang, predominated in them at that moment.
But first, let me explain how energy moves within our bodies,
Yurina began.
In the human spine, there are two channels, the sensory channel, known as Ida, and the motor channel, known as Pingala. The functioning of the entire nervous system of the body is connected to them. These channels start at the coccyx, right here.
She reached her hand behind her back and placed it on the coccygeal area of the spine, turning sideways so that everyone could see.
Then they ascend upwards. The sensory channel, Ida, runs along the left side of the body, while the motor channel, Pingala, runs along the right.
The priestess pointed to her right and left sides to demonstrate how the energy channels ascended.
In the area of the medulla, these channels intersect.
What is the medulla area?
A brunette with an enchanting mole above her upper lip asked.
It's the area of the seventh cervical vertebra, right here.
Yurina touched the base of her neck with delicate, slender fingers.
So the sensory channel, Ida, goes along the left side of the body along the spine and then transitions to the right hemisphere. The motor channel, Pingala, goes along the right side of the body but then transitions to the left hemisphere.
Tutor, is this somehow related to a person's development?
Asked a middle-aged, pleasant woman with a charming smile and small wrinkles at the corners of her eyes.
They say there are, figuratively, physicists and lyricists. Some people are better at perceiving the world through emotions, while others through logic.
Correct, Natalia,
nodded the closest student of the Keeper approvingly.
Throughout a person's life, one hemisphere of the brain, along with the corresponding channel, dominates, creating two types of people. If the right hemisphere dominates, a person has a more developed sensory perception. These are poets, lyricists who find it easier to perceive the world through images, feelings, and impressions. If the left hemisphere dominates, a person has more developed logical thinking and the Pingala channel. These are thinkers, scholars, those for whom it is easier to perceive the world from a point of view of intellect, knowledge, and logical regularities. But it's important to remember that only the harmonious functioning of both hemispheres creates a balanced personality.
A tanned, hazel-eyed young man with a neat beard raised his hand.
Am I correct in understanding that these channels contain the yin and yang energies?
He clarified.
Yin is the sensory channel, Ida, and yang is the motor channel, Pingala.
You've understood correctly, William.
Yarina replied with a nod and a friendly smile.
Ida is the yin channel, and Pingala is the yang channel. And this brings us to our diagnosis. The Ida and Pingala channels are connected to the nostrils, Ida to the left nostril, and Pingala to the right nostril. To check which energy predominates in you right now, breathe through both nostrils. Inhale and exhale several times. You don't need to go too deep. Pay attention to which nostril the air passes through more easily. Usually, one nostril is partially blocked, making it more challenging for air to pass through. When you start breathing quickly and pay attention to it, you'll immediately understand. If the air flows more easily through the left nostril, it means the yin channel is open in you at the moment. If the air flows more easily through the right nostril, it means the yang channel is open.
The priestess demonstrated how to breathe, and the students began to inhale and exhale actively, observing their breath and analyzing their sensations.
Oh, it turns out that my yin channel is more active right now.
Michael, a suntanned, muscular guy, shared his discovery.
And mine is yang,
added a 45-year-old woman with tightly pulled, golden red hair.
Yarina, can you tell us how often the dominant channel changes in us?
Antonio respectfully asked the young woman.
Usually, it changes every 2 hours,
she replied.
By practicing the Surya Bheda, or sun breath exercise, we achieve a balanced functioning of both hemispheres and both nostrils should open wide.
What if I have a stuffy nose?
A petite girl who stood behind the others asked doubtfully.
Can I still do this practice?
You should definitely do it.
Yarina smiled broadly.
In fact, if you have any issues with your nasal passages and head, this practice can help alleviate them.
Encouraged by the words of the sage's closest disciple, the woman nodded with delight, and Yarina once again cast a loving gaze upon all those present.
If you are all ready, we can begin,
she said.
Let's sit on our mats in the lotus position or in any comfortable position for you. The most important thing is to have a straight back and keep the spine from tilting to the right or left. Try to elongate your crown, straighten your shoulders.
Yarina herself lowered onto the mat and assumed the lotus position, offering her face to the setting sun's rays. The students positioned themselves in a semicircle in front of the tutor. Some simply sat cross-legged on their mats and tried to straighten their backs, broaden their shoulders, and pull in their abdomens. Other students precisely replicated the priestess's pose, bringing their knees to the floor and turning their feet toward the sky. After waiting for everyone to prepare and get into the right mindset, the young woman continued.
Now, touch your forehead with your middle and index fingers.
The tutor gently touched the central point on her forehead with graceful fingers adorned with several silver rings.
With the pinky and ring finger of your right hand, close your left nostril. Take a deep breath in through your right nostril using your diaphragm. Observe how, as you inhale through your right nostril, prana flows into you, activating the yang channel. You'll feel an increased interest in life, a desire to gain new experiences, boldness, and determination.
Yarina explained each step as she demonstrated, allowing the students to replicate her movements as accurately as possible and perform the practice correctly.
Continue to block your left nostril, and at the end of the inhale, hold your breath while closing your right nostril with your thumb. Lower your head down and try to touch your chin to your neck. This is called Jalabandha, the upper or cervical lock.
The students lowered their heads and remained still.
Feel how the energy flows through the right channel and reaches the coccyx.
The nearest disciple of the keeper continued with a vibrating magnetic voice after a few seconds.
And now, without raising your head, perform Mulabandha, contract the muscles of the anus and genitals into the lower lock. Feel how the energy concentrates and accumulates in your body between the upper and lower locks, how it gathers around the coccyx. Stay in this position for as long as possible, but without straining.
Following the melodic shifts in the tutor's voice, the students concentrated, immersed in meditation, holding their bodies in two locks, and refraining from breathing for some time.
Now release Mula Bandha,
said the priestess when a few more seconds had passed.
Relax the muscles of the genitals and anus, then release Jala Bandha. Remove the upper lock, lift your chin and head. Then release your left nostril and exhale through it in one breath. Feel how, during the exhale, the energy rises along the Ida, the left, yin channel, how the energy flows out of the left nostril.
The students immersed themselves in meditation, and a soothing silence descended upon the clearing by the lake, into which Yarina's melodic voice interwove like a wave.
Repeat this cycle several times. Close your left nostril, inhale through your right nostril, close the upper lock, then close the lower lock. Hold your breath. During this time, the energy descends along the right yang channel to the coccyx. Then release both locks, exhale through the left nostril, and feel how the energy rises along the yin channel.
An atmosphere of special mystique enveloped the space. Fresh, slightly cool air with hints of humidity, woody and piney aromas. The setting sun inching towards the horizon. A gentle breeze playing with their hair. A barely perceptible splash of water. The melodious trills of nightingales somewhere in the sky. And the deep, vibrating, magnetic voice.
And again, inhale through the right nostril, exhale through the left.
On the focused, enlightened faces of the students, it was evident that they had completely surrendered to the process, tuned into the subtle energies, and felt their smooth flow within their bodies.
Inhale through the right, exhale through the left. The energy descends along the Pingala, the Yang channel, and rises along the Ida, the Yin channel. You feel how gradually these energies come into balance, into harmony.
Yarina smiled, looking at the students. With her developed subtle perception, she could see how an energy circle formed around each student, as if the symbols of yin and yang overlaid on the bodies of meditating people. Just recently, the sage had talked about this and even showed such an image. Now, Yarina saw how the energies of yin and yang smoothly moved through the channels, distributing themselves evenly and in balance within each body. The faces of the students were beautiful, their features softened, and their lips curled into bright smiles. At the same time, each of them exuded energy and activity. They were all filled with energy, but it was not excessive. The meditation ended, but the students continued to sit on their mats, slowly returning to reality and trying to maintain the wonderful harmony within themselves. They gazed at the sunset for a long time, admired the picturesque lake, and savored the silence, which was occasionally interrupted only by the natural sounds of the surroundings.
For the first time, I felt that I could truly control the energies within me.
A lean man in his 40s with a clean-shaven chin shared. He spoke softly, but in the established silence, each of his words sounded like an important and reverent revelation.
It turns out it's quite simple.
All day, I couldn't shake off my irritation,
confessed the suntanned woman with a weathered face.
But now I feel such total calmness. I feel so good. I understand that all the tension that had been building up for a long time has now receded.
And I, on the contrary, was so passive all day that I couldn't make myself show up or do anything. It seemed like so much had piled up on me that I wouldn't be able to accomplish everything anyway. So I couldn't even make myself start,
shared a young girl with high cheekbones and an elegant slender neck.
But now I feel the strength within me and understand that I can handle everything.
The students shared their feelings, and each impression added to the prevailing tranquility in the clearing. The inner balance of the students emphasized and finely tuned the harmony of perceiving the external world, in which each of them was an integral part. Yin and yang energies flowed in the air, smoothly blending into each other, enveloping the space, creating perfection in external and internal beauty, a variety of shades, moods. Every element, every detail had its important place here, and all together they created a beautiful, multicolored picture of the balance of life itself.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.